subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 5:33 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Saturday morning on our program, Nurus Suhoor, the light of Seheri, on this beautiful morning. The 23rd of Ramadan, 1444. I see our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad has just arrived on this beautiful morning. Yes, it's the last Saturday of Ramadan, my beloved listeners of Nurus Suhoor. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Marakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Ustad, let's welcome you this Saturday morning to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 85, 86, and 87. We know that now the nine brothers came home. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was there already in Egypt, is the ruler. And then Binyamin, Benjamin, was taken because of that alleged stealing. And then he, Yehuda, Judah, said he's going to stay there because that was the covenant and the pledge he gave his father. So the nine brothers explained, they must remember the nine sons to their beloved father what had happened. So he turned away from them and said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, oh, what distress, what sorrow I have for Yusuf. Days, weeks, months, decades have passed, and where is my handsome Yusuf? وَبْيَدَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ, and his eyes became whitish, meaning now everything became dark for him. But his iman, faith of the highest category, he's a Nabi, a messenger, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. And he was filled with grief and regret and sorrow that what has happened. But Allah is elevating his rank and status all the time. Chapter 12, verse 85. Qalu, now these sons, the nine of them, what do they tell their father? Tallahi, they took an oath on Almighty Allah. By Allah, we take an oath on Almighty Allah. Taftau tadhkuru Yusufa, you will continuously mention Yusuf and you will never forget him. Hatta takuna harada, that till you become extremely, extremely ill and very, very sick. Aw takuna min al-halikin, or you will pass away and you know your demise will take place. See the father what he says. This is called Sabrun Jameel. Today when a calamity befalls us, we complain to everybody. So he taught us a lesson. Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, قال, he said, إنما فحسر قصر, I exclusively only complain to Almighty Allah. I do not complain to anyone in the creation. إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله, I am complaining. بثي أشد الغم والهم, so I am complaining to Almighty Allah. My extreme sadness, my extreme anxiety, and وحزني, my sadness, إلى Allah, to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, make my plight now easy for me, Ya Allah. Wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun, and I know of Almighty Allah what you do not know. The dream is always there, that he knows that there must be a silver lining, and Almighty Allah will grant them the best in time to come. Now he's there in Canaan. Now he receives already the signs. Now he tells his 9 sons, remember the first time they went, there were 10 sons, because Binyamin stayed with his father Benjamin. The second time, there were 11. And now the third time, they're leaving Palestine. And now they're going to Egypt. And now there will be 9 brothers. So first time 10, second time 11, third time 9. Ya baniya dhahabu, oh my beloved sons, you must go. Fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi, you must go and search for Joseph and his brother Binyamin. I must go and reconcile with them. They must meet me. Wa la tayasu min rawhillah, never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Remember, Muslim, whatever the condition, situation is, things are in our favor, alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah. Things are really difficult, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, we praise Almighty Allah, jalla wala, in all cases, circumstances, hadith in Tirmidhi. So never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Quran states, chapter 39, verse 53, la rahmatillah, never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia, verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. People will condemn and criticize us. Allah is motivating and inspiring us. Who will lose hope? Who will become disillusioned? Innahu la yi'asu min rawhillahi illa alqawmul kafirun. Nobody loses hope in the mercy of Allah, only a people who are non-Muslims. You see, they commit suicide because boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, big problems. These are just examples and so forth. So Muslim, whatever the situation is, always remain positive with Almighty Allah and the mercy of Almighty Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, on this Mubarak, blessed day of Ramadan, this honorable month and sacred month, include us in your special mercy, whilst you, Allah, you alone are the most merciful one to show your mercy and grant your mercy to the entire universe, ya Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's take you around the world, no national, local, international, with news, views and interviews. Hezbollah, we call them Hezbo Shaitan. They are Shias there in Lebanon. They have threatened Israel with war. They said, Israel, if how dare you to touch our holy places, Al-Aqsa and so forth. If you're going to carry out your stance again, then we will wage war. And what a shock Israel got. You must remember when the Harami police and soldiers went inside Masjid al-Aqsa and they desecrated it, smashed the doors, windows, handcuffed the brothers, and it was an absolute shame and disgrace for the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And Hamas also shot some rockets, what have you, and that side 30 rockets were shot from Lebanon. So they asked for peace. They said, cool it, calm it, the Israelis. So therefore, now they have become buoyant and they say that we are ready for you. So remember that they are Hizbu Shaitan, but remember in this, we support them 100%. Anybody attacks Israel, we will support them, Muslim or non-Muslim. The policies of the apartheid Israel is now even where the Israelis and Arabs are living, so they have apartheid, you must remember, where the elite areas are for housing, that they will give the Jutlas and the Haramis, the Zionists, and for the Arabs, they will give them that areas there that are not the elite areas. So in everything, you will find apartheid there. 14 Democrats there in America have urged Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, he must change his strategy regarding Palestine and Israel. You must be fair to the Palestinians and so forth. So 75 years they are suffering and so forth. So the whole world can see that. So, but remember, money speaks all languages, then people become blind because money is sweeter than honey. Russia killed 8 people there in Ukraine, and there was a toddler also. In war, you must remember, that's the lesson America taught shot everybody. They murdered, they killed, you know, Madeleine Albright, the Harami, the Jutli, the Zionist. She said that we can kill 500,000 children and is well worth it. See, that is what she said. We condemn it. Remember this, you're not allowed to kill children. But these Haramis, they use the term collateral damage. So other countries will do the same thing as well. The Christians are in danger in Israel under the current government. This is the message coming out from their priests there. So you Muslims, you are in problems there in Palestine, occupied Palestine. You Christians, you also have huge problems there. Remember that. Yesterday, Friday, in Tehran, hundreds of thousands of people were marching, and they said, death to Israel. You know Khomeini, la'anahullah, he said, the last Friday is dedicated to Quds. That is all political posturing. But anyway, you must remember, that is what they were saying, and so forth. 130,000 Palestinians performed Jummah Salat yesterday there in Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. That's reported in the Haaretz newspaper. But if you go to the Arab media, then you will find they put the figures at 150,000, 200,000. The Jutlas always are burning. Imagine Smotrich, imagine Ben-Gvir. Now they can't do anything. You see why? Because Hamas and Hizbul Shaitan, whom they call Hizbullah, warned them. So they said, okay, no Jutla, no Harami will be allowed in the Aqsa compound from the last 10 days right till the 20th April. So meaning till Friday Maghrib, till Thursday Maghrib time, remember that. So therefore now the Palestinians can come read Salat and make Laylatul Qadr, everything. And they come from Gaza, they come from far places, but you must remember so many checkpoints and all that these Haramis have. India beats China now in the population competition. So India is, as far as population go, the largest country in the world, and then China. But I sent out a post yesterday on the Telegram account and all the Yostan groupings, and this was written in the Haaretz newspaper, Jewish newspaper, an opinion piece, wonderful. Hitler's Hindus, I repeat, Hitler's Hindus. So meaning that this RSS, who Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, belongs to them, and he's the leader, Prime Minister of India. So the BJP, and then they have their military wing, and the RSS, they were inspired by Hitler. So the nice name they kept, we'll also call them that now, the Hitler's Hindus. So those are the ones who want to exterminate and kick out the Muslims. They tell them, say, Ram, Ram, otherwise go to Kabristan or Pakistan. They'd either become Hindu or pack up and go to Pakistan, and you want to stay in India, then we will send you to Kabristan, to the graveyard. So imagine that kind of people we have. So Macron wins in the court case, but he loses the battle with the French people. So the protests will be going on. Today you will see the Jutlas marching against Bibi and his Harami and illegal government. Hundreds of thousands will be marching today after the Sabbath. That's how they pronounce it there. Then that is after sunset. And they will come in their droves and so forth. We also say very good. And there's one very, very interesting and intriguing story. You all should just Google it. There's some Muslim guys' names also involved. Some banks are also involved. And it's called the Gold Mafia. How the gold was moving. You must remember from Zimbabwe and then going to Dubai and other parts of the world, and how the South African connection, some Muslim guys' names are mentioned as well. Some banks are also mentioned. Just put there, it's an intriguing story. So I must end off with 2-3 South African stories. Number one, you know they told us we had stage 6. You must remember yesterday and again today it will go back to stage 6. So my question is, you Minister of Electricity, since you came, things are going pear-shaped. Things are going from bad to worse. Mm. So weren't you supposed to make things better? So you must remember. So end of the day, what was done in 300 years, the ANC have destroyed in 30 years. We need to speak the truth. without fear and favor, your hospitals, your education, your security. The only thing they champion in corruption and crime and criminal activity, remember this, a shame and a disgrace for the government, remember, having big pledges and all that there, 1.3 billion, trillion and 1.5 trillion, it means nothing to us. Remember, you can get 10 trillion also. I'm an investor. I have cousins, families overseas who want to invest. I'll tell them you can't invest in South Africa. They don't have stable power and electricity. How can you invest in a country like that? I mean, it's a shame and disgrace, man. So then see this one here now. I love the story because it's got to do with my hometown. Thabo Bester. So they went to look for him after he escaped jail, right? They in Mangaun, maximum prison. The G4 also must be fired. For what you have to outsource it when you are paying taxes to you? But you see, all corruption. The G4, if somebody, some investigating journalists have to go, you will find some politician, some minister, deputy minister got a cut in all this. So that's how they operate, you must remember that. So where they landed up, Maulana Arafat, they landed up in Heidelberg. First place they went to Heidelberg. And where in Heidelberg? Rotunda. So I know Rotunda very well. It's an African township they made under apartheid. We used to go deliver sugar and millimeal and all that there. I used to drive the van and take it there, I remember. In my young days, I say, my father, give me the keys. I'll go and deliver so I can drive, like, you know. So with the van and all these things. Anyway, when they went there, they found a Thabo Bester, but Thabo Bester said, I already gave myself up to the police. So when they look at their files and they saw this Thabo Bester, they found they are two different people. Now, I'm asking you, do we have police or we have real trapeze artists and clowns running this country? Absolute chaos, man. Remember this kind of things here. Absolute. We have become the laughing stock of the world. If you want it plainly and clearly, Allah have mercy on this beautiful country of ours. Allah Ta'ala guide all these crooked politicians. Ameen. They have sold this country out and sold. They are sold to the devil.
I see Jeremy says, so why the firing of 34 rockets into Israel by Lebanon?
Ustaz, yes, 100%. They must fire 300 rockets to the haramis. You steal our land. You come now and desecrate our mosque. You steal our mosque in Hebron. You put 1,000 people in jail, detention without trial. And Jeremy, you still got the audacity to ask, what 330 rockets? They must put 300 rockets, 3,000 rockets, and blow whole Israel up with the jutlas. That is what we say. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
He says, what about the human children, Ustaz?
So you must remember, so where's the human children of the Palestinians? You didn't think of that, you harami?
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, can I read my Taraweeh Salah in steps of 4 times 5 instead of 2 times 10, Ustaz?
You only woke up now, brother, sister, in the last 10 nights or 8 nights, and Asim Maulana Arafat said, Eid is already Saturday. So he said, this is the last Saturday, so meaning next Saturday is Eid. So Maulana Arafat is a sharpshooter. So, but inshallah, it will be Saturday Eid, inshallah. So you must remember, according to the Hanafi scholars, you read 5 times 4 is permissible for the women and the old people and so forth. Otherwise, you must read 10 times 2, and that is the best. And the Shafi is, Maliki is, humbly say, you can't read 5 times 4, you must read 10 times 2. The hadith is very clear in Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, and other compilations. Salatul Layli Masna Masna. Remember that every 2 rakats you make salam and you read the Taraweeh, Salat, and so forth in units of 2.
I've got Sister Fiona. She says, hi, AK. Was Israel right to storm into Al-Aqsa Mosque and arrest people there? Fiona, Ustad.
I mean, which person? Just turn the thing other way around, my sister Fiona, Jeremy. Imagine the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists are praying in a synagogue, in a shul. And a Muslim country, an Arab country, goes in with the army police. That story will carry on for months and months. The Muslims are terrorists. The Muslims invaded the rights. That's exactly what they did. And it's not the first time. And you, Jeremy, you, Fiona, just Google it now. Press there, Hebron, and press there, the mosque of the patriarch. where Prophet Abraham, where Prophet Jacob, where Prophet Prophet Isaac, where Prophet Jacob are buried, and their honorable spouses, Baruch Goldstein came there, 25th February 1994. He murders our people, cold-blooded, premeditated murder. They steal our masjid, our mosque, and they partition it, and then they close the road and so forth. You want to come tell me about Israel? Every one of their prime ministers is a war criminal. Every soldier of theirs is a legitimate target. Every settler is a legitimate target. I've been there in 89. I read prayers there. I was there in 92. That mosque belongs to us. They stole that mosque of ours. Now they want to steal Aqsa. So the Palestinians say, no, we will give our life. We will fall. We won't allow Aqsa to fall. And that is becoming an inspiration. So what do they write in the Haaretz newspaper? Aqsa for the Palestinians and Muslims is not only Palestine. It stretches far, far beyond. It is for every Muslim. You can quote me in any part of the world. The only solution to Israel is one settler, one bullet, and that will settle the issue.
Well, I've got a new listener by the name of Aaron. He says, A.K., the Holy Quran has many fables in it, and I'm listening to your version of Prophet Joseph. Can you please continue every day with new ones after your fasting month? It's very interesting and informative. Ustad, Aaron.
My brother Aaron, Aaron means Harun. So remember, Harun's name is mentioned 20 times in the Noble Quran. Harun, Aaron means a person who is, you must remember, very, very eloquent in his speech. So that's the meaning of it. You got that first point? I don't know what your question is, my brother Aaron, Harun, whatever you want to call yourself, because they seem to be a contradiction. You say there are many fables. If you use the word fables, it means that something that is not the truth. But then you say, I must carry on with it. Obviously, we're going to carry on with it till we find that what happens in the ending. So it's very interesting. The whole Quran is interesting. Now, to you, Aaron, Fiona, Jeremy, my challenge to you is, you belong to the Christian faith, Jewish faith, whichever faith. You go to your rabbi, go to your priest, go to your pope and ask them, which book was revealed to Jesus and to Moses, peace be upon them? Where is the original copy in the original language? And how many people have memorized it? Zero. What's the answer? Zero. We challenge the Pope, we challenge the Rabbi in Israel, we challenge any Harami in any part of the world, any Jutla or any Christian. And the answer is they don't have. We have not one, we have 100 million, 10 million, 20 million people who are reading the Quran now, by heart, by memory, in all parts of the world. And you must remember, that is Ramadan Mubarak. Daytime we fast, nighttime we read by memory, and it is a commemoration of the preservation of the noble Quran. Read, O you, my brother Aaron, chapter number 15, verse number 9, Inna nah Surely we revealed this reminder, this Quran, piecemeal gradually. No previous scripture was revealed piecemeal. All were revealed one shot. But the Quran, that is the unique feature, characteristic of it, over a period of 23 years. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِذُونَ And surely we will preserve it. We will then make sure no addition, no omission, no interpolation takes place. So there's no fables and fabrications. Fabrications, fables you find in today's Torah by the Harami rabbis. They change everything. And by the Harami popes and the priests and all that, who changed so many things and brought about their own verses. You ask any Jutla who's in favor of Israel, who gave you this land? They will tell you the Torah. Did Allah say so? No. They put it inside the Torah themselves. So you must remember this. So the Quran, how many million people try to change it? What will you do with the millions who have by-hearted it and memorized it? So that is what makes Islam the only true religion, and is the Quran the only constitution in its pristine purity and 100% authentic. So that is our challenge to humanity. So that is the miracle of the Quran. Quran, Al Mu'jizatul Kubra, Lin Nabi Al Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, lives on and will continue living on, the Quran Sharif.
Ustaz, listen to this question. My name is Enoch, E-N-O-C-H. I'm a Jew. I'm from South Africa. If you were in Israel, in Palestine, they would have locked you up. I don't appreciate you. Israel also has rights. Ustaz, Enoch.
Enoch. We say Enoch. I've been there 5 times. I don't think you've been there 5 times. So what they will do to lock me up? They locked up already millions of people. They locked up thousands of people already. So you sent out 6 million there, Palestinians, and you want to come tell me about Israel? What right you have? You came there as squatters after World War II. Remember, if Hitler slaughtered you, what has got that to do with Palestine? I'm asking you. You took the land of another people because you lied to the world. The first slogan of Zionism is a people without a land. So that were the Jutlas, you Haramis. You know what Harami means, right? It means a bee, and a big bee at that. So you Haramis were playing on the sympathy of people. So you must remember, you said a people without a land. So that's you. And you said there's a land without a people. Was that not a lie? The Palestinians were there. Your Golda Meir, who was the prime minister of Israel, she was holding a Palestinian passport. Go read her life history and so forth. What rights you got? You have absolute no rights there in occupied Palestine. You are Haramis. You are murderers of prophets and messengers. Ronnie Kestrels, who's a Jew, he says you are murderers of babies. And we agree with him. You are baby killers. You came now, the pogroms you carried out in Huwara in the West Bank. What you did in Majlis Al-Aqsa, and you telling me you got rights there. You have absolute no rights. You don't have any religious place. Allah, all this Temple Mount and all that is a fabrication, concoction of your peoples, what you cooked up again. You must remember, the Jewish nation is not a chosen nation. It is a cursed nation and will always be punished by Almighty Allah. And you can see, they so like crybabies. Please, Hamas, don't shoot. Oh, you Hezbollah, don't shoot. We want peace now. You got nuclear, you got the best army, and these small ragtags, what army the Hamas got? But you're so frightened. Go fly a kite, please, man Enoch. Don't come tell me about Israel. You guys are the biggest terrorists on the face of the earth with America. Right? We will leave it there. You must remember this. So you must remember that inshallah today between 11 to 12 will be Suleiman Esop with his Naat program, and 2 to 4 live program inshallah on Ansar Sirius FM and Merkaz with Q&A. And inshallah, remember 7 to 9 will be Shafaat Ahmed Khan. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.